Hello and welcome to Rompers on Football. Today it will be my predictions for the Italian league, the legendary Serie A. It has kind of slowed down, but without further ado, let us go and predict what will happen. And I will probably get 0 out of 20 right, but that just gives me another thing in common with all the other soccer podcasters and YouTubers. So let's get into it. Alright, so let us get into it. So, 20th will be Spezia. Now, I know it might be disrespectful, but I don't really see, they don't have any real quality players. Like, Brescia, even though they got promoted, they still stayed up. And so did Lecce also went down. Only one promoted team stayed up. So, I don't really have faith in these new teams, especially since they don't have any real quality. So, Spezia is at 20. Then 19th is Crotone. I mean, they had Serie B's top scorer last year, but I don't know. He won't be that great. He'll be kind of like Tori Grosso for Brescia. He'll score goals, but like not as many. And then the rest of their team also isn't really that great. So I have them at 19th. They could be a surprise team like Hellas Verona last year. 18th, I'm putting Benevento. I know it's a lot of disrespect, but I don't know. The Serie B teams, I don't really think they're that great. So I'm gonna put them going straight back down in the dumps. And yeah, pretty much it. 17th, I am going to go with Genoa. And Genoa nearly went down last season, and they could do it again this year. I feel like they've had their fair share of scares. Their team isn't really that great. So, and it's not like they have a god as their boss. I mean, Lascione is a pretty good player. But and then Mattia Perin is a decent keeper. But other than that, the team's not that great. Goran Pandev is old. And Vaughn Barami's not that great. Masiello is old. And yeah, their team is just not as good. But it's better than these Serie B teams that have just gotten promoted. 16th, I'm going to go with Sampdoria. Sampdoria have a decent team. They have Claudio Ranieri as boss. I don't know. They're not gonna do too bad, but yeah, they have a decent striker. Manolo Gagliardini, Fabio Quagliarella will be a great bench player because Gagliardini has been starting a lot. Actually, no, if they play with two strikers, they have Quagliarella. Maiashita is a decent player. They have Martin Thorsby, he's a decent player. They have Gosson Ramirez. Yeah, Lorenzo Tonelli. Their team is decent. No real standout players, but no one's really, like, piss poor. So, yeah, 16th finish. 15th, I'm going with Udinese. Udinese have a decent team. They have a lot of history, but, yeah. So, now, Rodrigo De Paul is a great player. He's our standout midfielder. Kevin Lasagna is decent. I have a bunch of players who have, like, 10 goal contributions a season, but nothing too special. And then again, nothing too bad, nothing too special. Another average team in the Italian top flight. 14th, I'm going with Bologna. I mean, their standout players, Riccardo Orsolini, and they have Tomiyasu, who's an exciting new defender, and they have Nicolas Dominguez, who's a young Argentine mid. And they have some experience in Rodrigo Palacio and Gary Medel. But yeah, so I think they can get a decent mid-table finish. So I guess they'll take 14th over relegation scrap. 13th is Cagliari. Now, Cagliari, last season, the first like 7 weeks or what, I'm like, these guys are gonna do well, Europa League dark horses, and then all of a sudden, they just went through a deep free fall. I mean, they still have like Nyangla and Giovanni Simeone and Joao Pedro. Joao Pedro is a great player. He's a 20-goal season midfielder. And they have like Marco Rock. So I don't see what's bad about this team, but they just fell off very hard. And I really don't know what to say. And then at 12th, we got Torino. Torino have a great source of goals in Andrea Belotti. He's reliable. He scores at least 10 goals a season. And they have Simone Verdi, who's their creative player. They have Caro Linetti. And then they have a decent keeper in Salvatore Sergio. Armando Izzo is a veteran center back, who's pretty good. Simone Zaza isn't that great, but yeah. They have Christian Ansaldi and Ricardo Rodriguez, who aren't that great, but are decent players. Nicholas Nkolo, who's another good player. And they also have Di Silvestri. So they have and Thomas Rincon. They have a decent team, decent squad players. Nothing too great, nothing too special, except for two standout players. 11th, we got Parma. Parma came 11th last season, and they're going to do it again. Again, another decent mid-table team, but the thing is, they lost their huge creative source. Sadly, Dejan Kulusevski has gone to Juve. Another top Italian talent that's hopped on the bandwagon. They still have Gervinho, who had a decent season. Roberto Iglesias, all right. They have Andreas Cornelius, who scored 10 goals. Yaris Kuka is a great player. Bruno Alves is an experienced veteran. So, yeah. 11th. 10th, Hellas Verona. Last season, they were sort of the Sheffield United of the Serie A. They have a team that's not too special. It's just normal players who none of them will get their big move, but none of them are like poor or anything in any manner. And yeah, I think they're just going to have a solid 10th place finish next year. 9th, Fiorentina. Fiorentina are going to hold on to Federico Chiesa. And they have Patrick Cutrone, who's been great when he came up. And they also have Christian Kouame. He's another good player. They have Giacomo Bonaventura, who has a lot of experience. They have Eric Pulgar. And then they have a decent defense with Nikola Milenkovic and Herman Pezela. They also have Martin Caceres, so there's a lot of experience in there. Cristiano Biraghi, and what can I say? There's nothing special. Nothing special about that team except for Chiesa and Ribery. Ribery's old. And there's a lot of, actually, no, I can't say nothing special, but nothing too bad, because there are some special players in this team who might make waves next season, like Chiesa. But most of their team is nothing special and nothing bad. But they have a lot of they have like some standout players. 8th, I'm going with Sassuolo. Sassuolo are an exciting team. They got Jeremy Eboga, who's gonna be 10 goals a season. They got Francesco Caputo, a 20 goal a season. I mean, he's kind of a veteran, but he's still great. Then you got Domenico Berardi, Merritt Mulder, and Jeremy Tolian. They have a decent defense. And then they have George Gregory Defrel, Pedro Obiang, they have Consigli in goal. Their defense and their midfield isn't that great, but going on attack, this team is ferocious with all this talent that they have going forward. Now, their 7th, I'm going for Roma. There are probably no Roma fans listening to this, but they have Nicolò Zaniolo, Lorenzo Pellegrini, Pedro, and they got Pedro under Mkhitaryan and Zecco Florenzi, Perotti, and yeah, great team. Now what? A great team going up against one of the best Atalanta team that of all time, a Napoli, who had a great the second half of the season, Lazio, AC Milan, in-form AC Milan with young talent, Juve, Inter Milan. I think that that is the best they can do. And I think that it's not like there's going to be like a huge gap in points in the top seven. They're going to be like, what, 1 point, 2 points behind Napoli and Lazio. And it's going to be a tightly knit 7-6-5-4. And 3-3 will be 2-1 will be on another level. And 3, eh. So, yeah, still, so they're still going to be great. And then 6, Napoli. Napoli have talent. Now, they have a damn good team. Now, here's the problem. They don't have the best manager, and they're on the rebuild. So now they got Victor Osimhen, and they might keep on to Koulibaly. If they do that, oh, this team is going to be something special. They're going to get some money from Arek Milik, and they're probably going to strengthen up their defense and find a suitable partner from Monolas in case someone goes. But yeah, I think this team's going to finish 6th. But not far away from 5th. And coming to 5th, I'm going for Lazio. And now, don't you be saying, oh, they came 4th last season. They were outside title challengers. Well, form carries over. And their form has been subpar. European football is going to drain them out. And I don't know. And since they missed out on David Silva, that's a huge blow. Especially since at the creative midfield role, there's no depth to that creative midfield role. So if Luis Alberto or Chiro gets injured, something bad's gonna happen because Joaquin Carrera is more of a second striker rather than a cam, and Felipe Caicedo is a just striker. Now into our top 4. 4th, AC Milan. This team is exciting. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is their old veteran who's going to score 20 goals this season. Super exciting. Rebic, also, he was benched half the season. He still scored 11 goals. Insane player. Then you got Gianluigi Donnarumma. He stays here and doesn't go to Chelsea. He has bags of potential to be one of the best goalies in the world. Then you got Calhanoglu. This guy is a great cam. He can play on the left wing too. He's a playmaker. He can read space. He has that through ball. He can unlock those defenses. He also has a great shot from outside the box. Then you got young player Alexis Salamakers, Lucas Paqueta, Rafael Leao, who haven't really had a great season, but will still develop. And then you got Theo Hernandez, Alessio Romagnoli, Davide Calabria, Simo Chiar, which that is a great defense, especially Romagnoli and Theo Hernandez. Then you got Kessié, who's very strong, great box-to-box midfielder to lock things up, and Ismail Benacer in the middle. I mean, Ismail Benacer and could be bettered, and I mean, Brahim Diaz could develop. But yeah, it's a great team. 3rd, I'm going for Atalanta. Atalanta are going to have around like 75 points, win a lot of games, and get a hell of a lot of upsets. They're going to lose some easy games to some small teams, but they will smash the big teams when they play them. They play great football, and they have a great team. Gosens is probably one of the most underrated players in the world. Josip Iličić and Gomez are one of the best, and Zapata are one of the best attacking trios in the world. Even though Iličić and Alejandro Gomez are getting old, they're showing no signs of slowing down. Ruslan Malinovsky is a goal-scoring midfielder, as is Mario Pasalic. Luis Muriel is a great backup, and they just signed Alexei Miranchuk, who I am super excited about. He's a great asset in the attacking end and could replace Alejandro Gomez. Then you got Hans Hattabor, the other fullback, who's also had a great season. And then the defense and the goalie could be improved on. More or less. Caldara, Palominalo, Domenici is a decent defense, but that is not what they're all about. And now, for the top two, this is probably a very, very controversial pick. Juve, great team. Actually, no, great team, but stale team. Still old team. Their midfield is probably their best asset. Their midfield, their defense is kind of old. Their attack, it's gonna get better. But yeah, still gonna finish second. But Pirlo's gonna stay. Finally, first one team left, Inter Milan. Inter Milan have the weirdest roster, but still they gel well. Alexis Sanchez has been decent. They got Hakimi, who's gonna be insane. They got Cholera. They got experience, but they also got like Barea, Bastoni, and Skriniar, but complemented by Godin, Ashley Young, Samir Handanovic, Stefan De Vrij, what's his name? Cholera. So, great blend of youth and experience. Can't wait to see how they do. Anyways, that's it. Tell me, send me a message through Anchor. What do you disagree on? What do you agree on? That's